Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever episode of TCast. I am your host, T Common, and today we will be taking a look at Catherine Hernandez's Scarborough. So let's get into it. Scarborough. For some, it may just be another part of Toronto, but for others, it may be home. Whatever Scarborough may mean to you, however, there's no doubt that with a closer look at this wonderfully diverse district, you'll be able to find some comfort or relation to it. Personally, for me, after reading Catherine Hernandez's Scarborough, as an individual who only ever knew Scarborough as a place where my university was located, go UTSC! I developed a deeper understanding of such a place. Not only that, but through her character's stories, I found myself relating to a lot of them in little ways. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's give you a little background of what Hernandez's Scarborough is about. Catherine Hernandez's Scarborough follows the interconnected stories of three children living around the Kingston-Galloway area, each with their own battles. There's Bing, who's struggling with a sexual identity and his father's mental illness. Laura, who has bounced from her mother to her unstable, neglectful father's care. And Sylvie, who spends her days with her family in a shelter. Using the narrative perspectives of the three children, their parents, and other members of the community, Hernandez tells a story of adversity and tragedy, but also love and resilience. Now, this is easily the most diverse book I have ever read. Hernandez includes multiple ethnicities, cultures, ages, and sexual orientations, and she does so in a way that shows an understanding of intersectional identities. The alternating perspectives are an excellent way to showcase all the different voices and makes the characters really pop from the page. Even just from the way she wrote the novel and the character she chose, you could tell careful consideration was taken into account of the diversity that Scarborough really offers. Now, despite not growing up in Scarborough, Hernandez really had a way of making this novel really relatable to a wider audience. You can tell it's not just about Scarborough, but also gives a really great insight into the variety of narratives and illness stories that Toronto has to offer, which makes it a great novel to supplement our course. Now, to begin, we can see a lot of ideas from Frank's The Wounded Storyteller relating to Scarborough, the biggest one being his idea of the web of stories. We can see how even though this alternating of perspectives between the characters really focuses on their single stories, there's still this intertwining of narratives that builds this community of Scarborough and results in this web of stories. No matter how different their stories may be, it all still comes together in the end to make Scarborough what it is. A really good quote from Scarborough, I feel, encompasses this idea really well, in which Miss Hina shows Laura the letter H and says, "Every letter makes a sound, and all those sounds together make a word, and all those words together can make a story." As I mentioned earlier, I found myself relating to a lot of these characters in little ways. In general, I related a lot to the ways in which they were all in low-income families, relying on food banks in hopes of a fulfilling meal like Laura and Sylvie, or even the struggles of having access to appropriate healthcare like Sylvie's family despite everyone's belief of Canada's so-called amazing healthcare system. I even saw myself in Bing, where my mother had left my abusive father, left that chaos behind, and was a single parent raising three children. Had I not had or been reliant on my mother's love and protection like Bing, I wouldn't be the person I am today. As an individual whose parents left their lives behind to immigrate to Canada in hopes for a better life for their children, many struggles had come along with it. Although it was easier with both parents in the beginning, the struggles came when my parents divorced and my mom was left to care for my two brothers and I. Tasked with raising three children on her own, my mother struggled to make money to care for us. We became reliant on the help of a social worker who took us to food banks, We had to stay in government housing so it could be more affordable for my mom, and whenever we got sick, access to healthcare was sometimes a struggle, as not all medication was covered. Despite this novel reminding me of those struggles we went through, it also reminded me of the little things that would keep us going. Similar to Sylvie, looking forward to something as simple as Hamburger Helper or having her corduroys, those moments were reminiscent of the days when we went to the food bank and they had a shelf of more expensive snacks, and my brothers and I could pick one from it to add to our bag. Something as simple as picking a snack item off of a shelf made us so happy, and Scarborough was what reminded me of those simpler days. Although in the beginning I simply saw Scarborough as a place where my university resided, after reading Catherine Hernandez's novel and being able to relate to these characters so much, as well as gaining a better insight into this district, I can see it as being more than just where my university is. But in these characters, I can find myself calling Scarborough home. Everybody, looks like that is all the time we have today. Once again, I am T Common, and as they all like to say in Scarborough, one love.